This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today a study which we began last time of the fact of the greatness of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 15 and verse 13, the record of Jesus is given as saying, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." This makes clear to us that no one has had a greater love for us than Christ. He did not face death except by his own will. He did not have to die. Even though men took him and nailed him to the cross, he could have escaped it if he had wished to do so. But he did not wish to do so because he loved us and because he knew that we did not have a way out of our sins except by his death and the shedding of his blood by which our sins can be forgiven. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22 declares, "Apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins." But the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin. Hebrews 10 and 4. The blood of an animal or even of another human being cannot take away our sin, but only the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, Romans chapter 5 verses 8 and 9. We had just begun last time at the close of our study with the point that the death of Jesus was great, not only because he didn't face death except by his own volition, but secondly because he knew that his death definitely would occur. He knew that he was going to die. He, of course, being omniscient, knew what the future held. He knew the Jews would deliver him up to the Romans and that the Romans would decide that he should die because of the pleadings of the Jews. He knew that he would die even though he knew he could escape it if he decided to do so, but he knew that he would not do that. Now, when you and I make sacrifices, we're willing to take chances, perhaps because we love someone, but we still at the same time may know that there is at least the possibility that we will escape death. But this is not the case with the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew that he was going to die. And so I submit to you that every one of us ought to feel deeply and profoundly the fact of the greatness of the death of Jesus Christ, because as he was involved in the events that just preceded the cross, he knew that he was going to die, and yet, as the Bible says in the book of Luke, he steadfastly set his face toward Jerusalem. And he remonstrated severely with Peter, who stood in his way, to say, "Oh no, Lord, you'll not go there and die." When Jesus said to him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art a snare and a stumbling block to me, for thou mindest not the things of God, but the things of men." You see, Jesus' death was great because he knew he was going to die, and he did not try to avoid it. He went ahead in making the sacrifice for every one of us. Now, in the third place, I submit to you that the death of Christ was great because he could have no motive other than pure love and mercy. Now, we human beings may die because we deserve to die. Sometimes men die in the electric chair or by hanging or by other ways of execution because of some heinous crime or crimes they have committed. Even the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 25 in verse 11 said that if he had committed anything that was worthy of death, he does not defer to die. In other words, if he had been guilty of something that was worthy of death, he was willing to die. But Jesus not only had not done anything worthy of death, he had not done anything wrong. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, the Bible says, "For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but one which hath in all points been tempted like as we, yet without sin." 1 Peter chapter 2, beginning with verse 20 on through verse 22, makes clear that he had never done anything wrong. We were to follow in his steps, that he had never made a single mistake out of the will of God. And so he could have had no motive other than pure love and pure mercy because of us. He died not because of his own sin, but because of ours. I hope that these thoughts concerning the greatness of the death of Christ will mean something to your life, that they will bring you closer to the Lord and lead you to live a better life. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study of the greatness of the death of Jesus. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.